stillness between breaths. Some mornings I wake and the headlines taste like copper. The sky forgets how to be blue. Today there were missiles. Yesterday there were mass shootings. Tomorrow there will be something else to make us forget how to swallow without guilt. The world is ending in pieces. Not all at once, but in the way glass breaks under the weight of silence. Today I read about a boy shot by someone who mistook his skin for a question. A girl taken. A mother holding a sign that says, "Please!" It makes me think of how a body can be a sanctuary and a target. But then I boil water like a prayer and play Chet Baker low. As if the trumpet might tuck the death toll back into its coffin. As if jazz could apologize for the things we do to each other. I press my palm to my chest and wait for the rise. The small lift of something not yet taken. I do not know how to stop the loss. I do not know how to make the world less cruel. But I know how to breathe through a trembling. To call the space between breath and breath a kind of staying. And maybe that is enough for today.